With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Powerful winter storms brought the wettest Christmas season to Southern California this week. Relentless winds and rain also triggered widespread debris flows and left some homes halfway filled with mud. In hard-hit Wrightwood, California, the Mountain Hardware manager, Eric Faulkner, says the town has seen its share of disaster recently.
We survived the blizzard of 2023. We survived the fires of 2024 and now the flooding of 2025, so Wrightwood strong.
Record-breaking rain hit Southern California, leaving emergency crews to rush to respond to flash flooding and mud flows across the region. The administration is deploying 350 National Guard troops to New Orleans ahead of New Year's Eve.
It's the latest federal deployment in the city at the same time that an immigration crackdown led by Border Patrol is underway. A Pentagon spokesman said the Guard members will be tasked with supporting federal law enforcement partners, including the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security. Louisiana's Republican governor welcomed the deployment, but critics argued the move is unwarranted, and they point out that New Orleans has already seen a decrease in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Health insurance premiums are expected to increase in the new year for Americans insured under Obamacare as the subsidies expire. Economist Steve Moore is criticizing Democrats for supporting those subsidies, citing an audit revealing significant fraud.
Just 2 weeks after the government's own auditors, not the Heritage Foundation, not American, the government's own auditors said almost $100 billion has been stolen from these programs through fraud, the Democrats, every single Democrat said, stay the course.
That is economist Stephen Moore. He made his comments this week in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in the U.S. continues to decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organizations are taking a closer look at beer. It has long been considered kosher by default due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other industry changes. The rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say that those who partake should check the label before they drink to make sure. This is SRN News. The African Union is rejecting Israel's recognition of Somalia's breakaway region. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
On Friday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made Israel the first country to recognize Somaliland, Somalia's breakaway region, as an independent nation. And Netanyahu and Somaliland's president, Abdurrahman Mohamed Abdallah, signed a joint declaration.
I want you to know that I'm signing now, as we speak, Israel's official recognition of Somaliland and its right of self-determination.
On Saturday, Africa's regional governance bodies rejected the recognition. The African Union says it undermines Somalia's sovereignty and risks peace and stability on the continent. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. graphite mining is seeing renewed momentum as the nation seeks to secure materials for lithium-ion batteries amid tensions with China. More on these stories at srnnews.com.